Well, I guess you hear, you can kind of tell what it sounds like whenever a sniper fires at us every once in a while. But that wasn't real. That was out on the firing line. Every afternoon they get out there and shoot their weapons, test fire them. They hadn't shot them in a long time. Here lately we ain't been getting into much, so they had to go out there and fire them every afternoon so they make sure they still working in case we do get hit sometime. I got the tape you sent yesterday, and a couple of letters said Daddy had been walking around, going down to the store and stuff like that. Whole tape recorder's just about gone out. I'm using another boy's, but I play my tapes on his, and they all sound real good, so shouldn't have any trouble. I'm gonna go to PX and see if I can't buy me a pretty good one and try to sell my other one. I think I could probably pull a deal off. If I can't, well, I think I can sell my old tape recorder, though, because there ain't too many of them around. I'll sell it $10 or $15, something like that. I'm off today. Maybe be off tomorrow. Well, not off. I'm pulling radio watch, but I didn't have to go to the field. Here lately, we've been going to the field just about every day. Our day off, usually, you know, we train the Arvins every other day. And the day that we're not training Arvins, we'll go out on our own operation so we can keep our area out here clear. We hadn't been shot at down here in about a month, I guess. It's pretty good, because when we first came down here, really even a month ago, you couldn't walk through there without getting sniped at least. Alpha Company, they still their area. They're still DC over in there. The other day they flew in, and two BARs opened up on them, shot one of the helicopters down. He just sat down out there in the rice paddy, and then shot a gunship. He made it into Rockin. He came in, was waiting to be picked up, and he came flying in, fuel flying all over the place. You could smell it just strong as if he was in it. They landed. I took a picture of it when it landed. I had my camera with me. They landed and jumped out of that thing and took off running. Just left it there. The engine was still running and everything. They just landed and jumped out of it. Later on that day, another one got shot, but he didn't, he just took a few rounds. He didn't crash or nothing. So it must have been a VC shoot at the helicopter day. One yesterday, a day before yesterday, we were out and this gunship was flying around over our area real low. He took a shot in the undercarriage. He just opened up and he hit all around the one squad of the 2nd Platoon. Didn't hit, fortunately they didn't hit any of them. Man, it really scared him. And I called him and told him, I said, I had combo with him. I told him, I said, you almost hit some of our guys. He said, well, he said, I got a shot fired at me from right in that area. I said, your guys must be shooting at me. So I told him I didn't believe our guys was shooting at helicopters. So he came back through there and put in a strike. They threw smoke so he could see where they were, and then he came back in and put in a strike. But didn't find nothing. Figured it was just an old sniper out there. That wasn't exactly in our area, though. That was just the guy that shot at was just across a river from our area. And I guess he thought it came from the other side of the river, because, boy, he let loose with his miniguns on our guys. One old guy was laying down, and he said that bullets came right, just shot a line right up by him, about 10 feet long. Bullets right in the ground where he was laying down, about a foot from him. We're training the Arvins. It's the same thing as they did in Korea. We teach them how to shoot our weapons, and they break them down, learn how to clean them. Then we have live fire exercises where we take off throwing hand grenades and artillery and everything else running there, just as if there really was somebody shooting at us. But all the time we have to be security conscious, so we have to keep out security all around in case VC do come up and snipe at us while we're training the Arvins. I don't know where they've caught on yet what we're doing, but when they do, they'll probably start messing with us again. Figure we're training the Arvins. They don't like that. We take ammo boxes out and put targets up on them and make the Arvins zero their weapons. They never have zeroed them. Heck, they don't know whether they'll shoot straight or not. We take them out there and make them zero their weapons. And then that's good for us, too, because some of our guys, these replacements, they get new rifles. They ain't never zeroed them either. So while we're zeroing them, the Arvins, we zero our own too. Also, we got this, we set up this quick fire range where you take off walking down this trail, and we got commo wire hooked up to big old cans. You walk down this lane, and this guy behind you, he walks along, the wire's laying around, he pulls the wire, and a can is dropped over a tree. That pulls the can up, and you carry your rifle at your hip, and you just fire at that one, and you walk on down, and there's another. You do the same thing. It's about 10 cans. One of them's real tricky, though. You pull it out, and you shoot at it. When you walk up there to see if you shot it, another one jumps out of the corner of your eye over there. If you're not real alert, well, that one will get by. You won't even see him. If it's a VC, he'd have shot you. I'm taking my camera out a lot here lately. I got some bunch of black and white that I took that I already had my camera. I'll get them developed here, sending negatives to you or some of the prints. Most of them I took were slides, though. First Sergeant told us yesterday that that already got the word that the first sergeants, all the first sergeants that came over with the unit were going home in October, first part of October. So, heck, we shouldn't be too far along. After they go home, we should be coming home. I figure I'll be home in either early or late November. No later than that, anyway. Because the date that I got to be in the States is 11th of December. That's no later than that. That'd be a full year's tour. And they gave the engineers 45-day drop. Their date to return to the United States was 30th of September, and they left last week. So they got it. They got the maximum drop, and they're not even a combat outfit. So we figure we've been in combat all the time. They should at least give us one if they gave the engineers one. Company's run into something out here. I'm on a, if anything comes up, I'll let y'all hear it. What happened was they just flew from one objective to another, and when they hit the ground, the colonel saw a couple of sampans take off from the bank down the river, and they're chasing it now to see what happened. I'll let y'all get in on it if they catch anything.
This is Oscar, that sampan did it north. We can't get it. Perhaps if you want it, the gunships can do it. Did the sampan have a motor on it?
I tried to get this thing finished today like y'all did, finish it real quick, and send it back to you. That way you won't have such an outdated tape. I go off switch at 12, and then I don't have to go back on until 6 to 9. And then by that time, the other guys will be from the field will be in, and they'll take over. I pull from 6 to 9. Today's Friday. I believe it's the 18th, Friday the 18th. So I should get it in the mail tomorrow. I'll put a roll of film in today. Sent it to New York. I've lost the address. I had a address of a place that developed them in Dallas, but I lost it. I got it somewhere down there. I'll find it and see if y'all can get the pictures quicker from the place in Dallas than you do in New York. We had another USO show here yesterday, but we was out in the field. We didn't get in until about 6:30 last night. We had to walk both ways yesterday. Walked out yesterday morning and walked in last night. I was sitting out there and I heard this helicopter check in to the tower up here at Rockin. He said he's bringing a USO show. Man, that really made me feel good to be sitting out in the field, hear that helicopter bringing the USO show in. But that's the only one, well, it's the second one I've been out in the field when they had, that they've had up here. Let's see, they've had about four or five, and I've only missed two of them, so that's pretty good, I guess. Well, we were swishing around, I was catching them just right. This one yesterday was a Korean band, rock and roll band, and they said they had two pretty good-looking Korean girls that danced, so I guess I missed a whole lot.